This is something we can see as Christians. How does our Lord deal with our sin? When Adam and Eve are in the garden, does he just, you know, say, look, I think based on this experience, we've all learned how bad this was, and they just walk away with this heightened consciousness of who God truly is, and that's the end of it. No, they will surely die, just like he said. But the punishment is maybe not what we had expected up front, right? This is the same thing the Certain says. You'll not surely die. And we can see that in a way they don't. They don't die on the spot. They don't die that day, but they still die. They are still subject to the consequences of their sin. The Lord puts them under church discipline, but he also provides a way out. And in his showing mercy, it doesn't vacate justice. It still fulfills justice. He himself pays the price. He doesn't pass it on to some unaffiliated third party. Say, I don't want to be the bad guy here. Forgive you guys. It's no big deal. Moving on. No, that's not just. You can't have mercy if you've gutted justice in the process.